You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Now, here's Dan.
Minutes after 10 o'clock, a Saturday morning, a bonus day today with some great information there about stroke rehabilitation. And coming from a family who have had family members who have suffered strokes in the past, I can tell you how important physiotherapy is. And if you have or know someone who has had a stroke and is perhaps suffering from it, it was so much worth it. Go out there and get that looked at and maybe get some of that quality of life, which is important to us all, back. Also, a point of quality of life is your house. Kind of a weird segue, but anyway, we had a bunch of rain yesterday, and I bet you some of you are waking up this morning to maybe that drip in the basement, that crack on the wall, that smelly, moldy sensation in your basement. Well, we're here to fix that today, as we do quite frequently here on the program, and I'm very pleased to welcome back to Ask the Experts this morning from Ridgeback Basement Systems, our good friend Corey Mosher. Corey, how are you?
I'm great, Dan. And yourself?
It's another rainy day out there today.
Yeah, I heard Richard was chirping there, saying we got some wet weather this afternoon, which is great for our business.
I'll send you an email address so you can all complain to Corey later. Anyway, Corey, let's get everybody set up here, and maybe you can tell us exactly what it is that you do.
Dan, you know, our slogan there, and I think you like our word, but we're all things basement.
All things basement-y.
Yeah. So to expand on that a little bit, I mean, we do outside excavation. However, 80% of our jobs are actually done from the interior internally. So we fix those wet basement issues, those nasty crawl space issues. And I'm sure we'll talk about some of those nasty crawl space problems.
I don't know if you follow us on Twitter or if you don't. How come? Follow us at Ridgeback, Team Ridgeback, right?
Team Ridgeback, yes.
Team Ridgeback is Corey's Twitter handle, and you should always follow News 95.7. And Corey tweeted a picture earlier this week of a situation, they'll say, that he came across, and it's quite shocking.
Yeah, it was gross.
That's probably the best way to describe
nasty
it.
Nasty day.
Yeah,
nasty,
it was nasty.
Like, yeah,
and so we can fix that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, in the past, Corey, we've been doing these shows for some time now, and we've focused on sort of different aspects of ways that you can mitigate that moldy situation by getting rid of moisture in your basement and stopping it before it starts. And one of the things that we've touched on, but we really haven't talked a whole lot about, is some of the structural issues that you come across and that you have fixes for. You've mentioned them before, the settling foundations, the bowing walls, the sagging floors, that kind of thing. You have some quote-unquote tools in the toolbox to fix those kind of situations as well. It's not just the crack in the foundation wall that's the problem, right?
Oh, correct, Dan. And just to explain a little bit more about that, I mean, 90% of those settling foundations or those issues with bowing walls and things like that is really based on soil. And actually, Sheldon and I were talking last week, and we talked a little bit about what's going on there. And because we live in such a wet climate, being a lot of wet and dry cycles, and a lot of our soil is made up of clay. And what will happen is when the soil or the clay gets wet, it'll expand.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at those bowing walls and things like that, when that soil is getting wet, it's actually pushing against those walls, expanding.
So a bowing wall, by definition, is if you take a look at your basement foundation, you can see that it's not square.
Yeah, correct. It's not straight, level. It's pushed inward, so that wall is coming into the basement versus being nice and straight.
And I would imagine by that process, breaking any kind of ceiling that's going on there, and thus allowing our good friend water an access to your basement.
Yeah, many times, in many cases, but sometimes the concrete may not, water may not penetrate through the concrete itself, but
mm-hmm.
It definitely creates a structural issue there.
Yeah.
And the opposite of that, we do see a little bit of summer months here in the Maritimes. Not many, but we do see some.
There's, really? Because yeah. Somebody told me there's summer in the Maritimes, and I haven't quite seen it yet.
With that in mind, soil will shrink because it'll dry. So,
it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And just take a look at your driveway in the wintertime, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of people have the same issue in their driveway, where you have a nice flat asphalt surface or paving stone surface, mm-hmm. or concrete surface, and it looks great in the summer. And then in February, suddenly there's a big bump in the middle of it. People call them frost heaves,
yep.
Right? It's the same situation with your basement.
Yeah, we see that against concrete walls and things like that too. So realistically, when that soil shrinks up, you don't have a good solid structure, or that clay isn't there anymore. So what will happen is your home, which is a very heavy piece of property,
yep.
That will start to settle. It's pretty simple like that.
And I would imagine just the even the process of the wall bowing and coming back. And I mean, whenever you take any kind of concrete or any kind of structure and it moves that much, then it starts to weaken, right?
Absolutely. And there's other variables or other causes of that. I mean, it's just not the soil. You mentioned frost. Like, that can impact. Those freezing and thawing cycles here in the Maritimes that we see definitely impacts it. A fancy word that we use is hydrostatic pressure. So because we are in a damp climate, there's a lot of water and things that will sit outside of the foundation wall. And eventually, like concrete, it's porous. It allows moisture or water to come through. So that all that moisture and water is pushing on that wall as well, forcing it to bow inward.
And if you let it sit there long enough, my grandpa always used to say, if you let the water sit on the foundation long enough, it's going to find a way into the house.
Yeah. It there's no doubt. It's just a matter of when.
Yes.
Right? So
it's not a what, it's when.
But there's solutions.
There is solutions. Now, we've in the past on the program here talked a lot about interior solutions when it comes to fixing things in the basement. And those, I imagine, are still on the table here. But when it comes to a bowing wall, can you attack that from the inside, or is that an outside excavation deal?
Well, actually, there's four different strategies that we can use. And the first one is probably the more expensive one, and that is stabilizing your home, knocking that wall down, and rebuilding the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine the cost and everything involved in that. But there's less expensive and quite simple solutions, actually. And we can tackle this from the interior or outside.
So you don't have to dig up the dog walk. You don't have to dig up the patio. You don't have to move the pool.
Correct.
Which is probably not easy to do. Yeah. You can fix this kind of thing from the inside out, so it's not only less invasive, it's also, I would imagine, less expensive.
Absolutely. Our first kind of strategy is we call it carbon armor. So it's like bulletproof vest type of thing. So super, super strong. Stronger than steel, actually. And we would run a piece of carbon armor against that bowing wall from the floor to the ceiling. And it is engineered, developed, and patent product to us that bowing wall will no longer pull forward or fall in.
So it acts as a support kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of like a brace.
Okay.
Exactly.
Like a knee brace.
Yeah, yeah.
For lack of a better term.
Yeah, super, super, super strong,
yep.
No doubt. Very thin, and it's about, I'll say, 8 inches wide.
Okay.
So
it's not the whole wall. It's just, you just attack the area where it's bowing?
Yeah.
Is that the way
it works?
Yeah,
you might need a few strips of it.
Yes.
You know, and the strips might be a few feet apart, or depending on how bad the wall is. So that's one solution.
Mm-hmm.
And then the homeowner can actually finish, I'll say, put a finish wall, a beautiful finish wall.
Some drywall over top of it,
absolutely.
And you would never know it's there.
You can even paint these things.
Oh, fair enough.
You can blend it in with the wall color that you
nice.
Want. So another option, I guess the disadvantage to carbon armor is that wall will stay bowed. You are not really moving the wall back.
It's just preventing it from moving.
You're permanently stabilizing it.
Okay.
So a couple other options which allow us to move that wall back over time. One of my favorites is actually a power brace. And that's a steel beam that we're placing in front of that wall. So that wall will not bow or move forward anymore. And what we can do, it's set up that we can actually ratchet it back, meaning that from the ceiling portion, we can crank it. And when the soil shrinks, so that soil is going to shrink because of the dryness and things.
When it dries out, yes.
Absolutely. So then in the summer months.
When it's able to reset to where it's supposed to be, you can crank that in there and then it won't move again.
Absolutely. We can move that wall back. The other one is called a geolock. It's like a wall anchor. And what we do there was we put an anchor on the inside against that bowing wall, and we run a steel rod actually through the wall, and we run that steel rod, and it's not very large. I mean, we're talking a half inch in diameter, something like that. And we run that about 15 feet back from the wall. And then we put an earth anchor in, and we dig up a little bit and put an earth anchor. So through engineering, the wall won't pull the balance of the earth through.
The anchor's holding it from moving again.
Absolutely.
That's why it's called an anchor.
Now,
I see things I learn on Ask the Experts. It's a terrific program.
I guess there's some advantages and disadvantages. I mean, if we look at our city here, Halifax.
Lots of rock.
Where are you going to find 15 feet?
Yeah, that's right. You know, lots of rock.
There's a home. We've done some work with our earth anchors, our geolock wall anchors in Cape Breton.
Yeah,
and we shove our rod through, or even New Glasgow, we've done some of these and putting our rod through, and then we hit this rock and it goes everywhere.
Yes.
So one of the biggest advantages of us as a company is we have alternate products,
and that's what we've talked about, and we kind of focus on here on Ask the Experts with Corey when he comes in from Ridgeback, is that there's a lot of people out there that say they can fix your basement, but a lot of times they'll come with one solution.
Yeah.
And you guys can come into a basement, you can analyze the problem, and you can offer the homeowner four or five different solutions have pretty much exclusive access to some of this technology that's out there to get the right solution that fits not only your family but your budget.
For sure. For sure. Some are more expensive. Some are less expensive. Some are better in that particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I use the analogy every now and again, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Yes.
So with us, we have so many tools in our toolbox that we can use. So
all things basement-y,
all
some
things
may
basement-y.
Say. We're going to take our first break here on Ask the Experts. You're listening to us on News 95.7.
You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Now, here's Dan.
Go 46 minutes after 10 o'clock. Boy, that song in a long time. This is Ask the Experts. Corey Mosier from Ridgeback Basement is here. We're talking about structural issues today. If you have a question, our telephone lines are open, as they always are. 1-877-801-8255. That's 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000. In the first 15 minutes here, we learned a little bit about how to fix those bowing walls and some of the really cool technology that's available out there to Corey and his team. I know sometimes they tell me I don't talk about the team enough. It's not just Corey. It's a team. I ran into them at one of the shows we were at, and they're like, hey, it's not – I work here too. Anyway, there you go, guys. I hope you're happy. And sometimes they're just tough to deal with. But anyways, we were talking about these structural issues, and one of the things that you come across as well and have some pretty neat technology and solutions for, Corey, is the sagging floor. What is a sagging floor?
Dan, we see a lot of sagging floors in those nasty crawl space areas. And in many cases, like that moisture or humidity that's coming over that dirt floor causes the joists or the girders or things like that to weaken. And really, it's unable to support the floor or the home that's resting above. So we have solutions for those too. But sometimes with construction, you see columns that are placed in basements for support and structure.
Everybody's seen them. There's those they're either – they look like a pipe that's there, or there's a different kind of – but you walk into them when you're in the basement, right? You see them there.
Yeah. So with that, I mean, sometimes those columns are spaced too far apart. So the home will actually, or the floor will actually sag in between that area.
Just based on weight.
Yeah, based on weight and weakening over time and moisture and things like that. I mean, we see a lot of homes that we get called into that, the do-it-yourselfers that are out there, and they try to fix and solve those. And, you'll see those pieces of wood are shimmed in and trying to make up that gap or things like that. And sometimes the actual column or the pier has settled into the ground, or you've seen those jack posts or things that have actually settled directly into the concrete of basements and things. And it's really – they're just not the right –
It's not the right product. It's not the right fix, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with our engineers and things like that, and we've got a really, really great system. It's called a smart jack system. And actually, one of the things that we do is we do a little bit of excavating, and we're not saying, bringing in a backhoe or anything like that, but we're going to dig a hole. And we're going to dig that hole a couple of feet deep, and we're going to backfill it with some stone, and we're going to tamp that stone all down, and then we're going to put a good hard aluminum, I'll say, block in there to act as a footing and a good solid structural support.
So that it doesn't happen again.
So it doesn't happen again.
You can shim it all you want, but you never fix the actual reason why it's happening.
And it goes, a lot of times, it goes back to the soil, right?
Yeah.
It's settled. And, I mean, we see a lot of jack posts or posts that are positioned directly on top of a basement floor, that piece of concrete. And the weight of the home, it's heavy. So unfortunately, that weight of the home is now penetrating or going through a very small area. The size of the post is only 3-4 inches around.
To put it in perspective, you're putting the entire weight of the upper floors of your house on a circle of about, what, 6-8 inches
yeah,
wide,
four,
right?
4 inches, yeah.
Really. It, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, no. And a lot of those, I'll say, jack posts that you buy at your local hardware store, I'm not knocking them. They serve a point and a purpose. But there are better ones that are out there. I mean, one of the things that we see on those store-bought jack posts is, one, they rust. So once moisture, and of course there's moisture in a basement, and once they become rusty, they're compromised. And we've seen the top, like the screw bolt area where it fastens to the ceiling portion, we'll see that actually bend and break. Or the actual post will just crack because of it's just not sturdy or stable enough.
And you can come and fix that with these fancy jacks. We'll
yeah, them. Yeah. We use smart jacks. We don't use the dumb jacks.
Okay. Fair enough. Why use dumb when you can be smart?
Yeah, absolutely, Dad. So our smart jacks. I mean, these things are they're rated for 60,000 pounds. Like these are super tough. They're galvanized. They're not going to rust. They're engineered specific for that tough environment.
And this is something exclusive to you. You can get these things, and again, we go back to when you go to the basement specialists that are good at all things basement-y, then they can find the right solution at the right time, and then you don't have to do this again 5 years from now.
Yeah, and I mean we install these on a regular basis, or in many cases that the whole floor has sagged, and we might have to put a steel beam in and put a couple of these jacks underneath that to structurally and stabilize that floor. So there's solutions out there. That's a big thing where we want to go.
And it's not not to say that you guys don't know what you're doing. Obviously, you're the experts, but you also work with an engineer to ensure that it's done right and it's done to code. It's safe, and it will last as long as it needs to last.
Yeah, I mean, there's variables in there that we need to take into consideration, like the amount of snow that happens and lands on your roof. That changes the weight of your home. How high is your wall? How much weight? There's so many variables. I mean, we've got computerized programs, but our guys are our basement specialists. Our guys are installers. We're not engineers. So,
Corey, you and I have talked in the past. Some great information today on structural issues, but we've talked about the dangers of mold in the past. And people just kind of giggle and say, oh, yeah, it doesn't happen. Or, you know, it's just a little bit of mold in the corner. You know, everybody's got that. But you came across and put a picture on your Twitter feed at Team Ridgeback. And, you came across a situation here recently that sort of put the exclamation point on that.
Yeah, one of our basement specialists was down the valley, and unfortunately, this homeowner had a flood, and they didn't really correct the problem. Out of sight, out of mind, right? And we see that so many times. They don't go in their basement, but they brought our basement specialist in to check it out. And when he opened the door in this one particular room, if you took a corner of the room, 10 feet on one side and 10 feet on the other side, it was, I think it was probably 4 or 5 feet high, just loaded with mold.
And black mold,
black mold, which is dangerous
stuff.
Yeah, it's some nasty. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I don't think any doctor is going to say any mold is good for you.
Well, I remember watching a home renovation show, and I remember this well-known person that has lots of tattoos and likes to make things right, walked into a basement very much like that. And we laugh about it, but he walked into it, and I know it's television, and I know sometimes they do things to sort of for shock value.
Unlike radio,
because we're shocking on radio. But anyway, he walked into a basement, saw that, and immediately pulled his crew out and brought in, like, mitigation people and everything. That's how dangerous this stuff can become.
Yeah, and the scary thing is that homeowner is breathing that in.
Because we get like half of our air that we breathe every day on the main floor, even if you don't use your basement, the air comes up from down there and it's bringing these spores up.
Absolutely. You know, I'll share a simple story with you. We looked at a property a couple of years ago in Jador, beautiful property. And the homeowner had a flood. He let it go for a year. And he brought me out, and I can definitely solve his problem, stop that water from coming in ever again. There's no doubt about that. But unfortunately, the mold had taken over. So I had to bring in, you know, a disaster recovery team. And
clean it up.
Well, actually, it worked out like this, Dan. The disaster recovery team reported back to me, and they said it's less expensive for the homeowner to bulldoze his home over as compared to repair it and remediate. That's a scary – I mean – And the homeowner was, he couldn't live in his house. This is after a year. He, you know, he's renting an apartment, things like that. It's amazing on how mold can kind of take over. And in this particular case, it started in the basement and started from a wet basement. And it went up into his main living area. It's on his doors. It's in his books that he reads. Like, it just took over. That's probably to the extreme case. There's
for
no
sure.
doubt.
Yeah.
But that is possible.
And we've talked about that before, you know, some of the issues that I hear when I'm out on the street and people talk to us about this show that we do here. They say, you know, well, I don't use my basement. You know, I've got my washing machine up on those cement blocks. There's just a trickle. Why would I go through that expense of getting Corey and Team Ridge back to come in and fix it? And that's the exclamation point right there.
Yeah, yeah. It hits home. I mean, there's something said about having a healthy home and a healthy living environment.
Aren't your kids walking around in that? I don't.
It's you know, in most cases, in many people, I'd say 99% out there, that it's their most valuable asset.
For sure. It's they'll tell you that it's the most expensive thing you will ever buy is your home. Why wouldn't you do everything to sort of protect it moving
Absolutely.
Forward? And you guys protect it moving forward because you come to the table with a guarantee.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and nationally backed guarantee. You know, one of the other things, we're doing a crawl space this week, actually, on Monday. We start this crawl space. It's in Dartmouth here, and it stinks. There's so much odors. And things that are coming out of that. So it's not only the mold.
Mm-hmm. That musty smell.
These smells are carried.
And we've all smelled
through.
It, right?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people say, well, that's just the way it is with a basement. But it's not.
No.
You can turn that into usable space.
No.
So why rent? Why buy storage facility? Why put your washing machine up on cement blocks when you can fix it?
Yeah, and you know what? And we've talked about it many a times, is that problem's not going to go away.
No, it's going to get worse.
And it gets worse. It usually costs more. So why not live in a healthy home or a healthy environment? Like, fix it now and continue to live in that positive environment.
Corey, can we get more information and get in contact with you if we want to have our basement fixed right?
The easiest way is connecting on our website, and that's www.ridgebackbasement.ca.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, Dan.
Why deal with it if you can have it fixed and have it fixed right? Not only is it better for your safety, better for your health, but also improves the value of your home. Corey, talk to you soon.
Cheers.
That's Corey Mosier from Team Ridgeback. That is the end of Ask the Experts. You have been listening to us today on News 95.7.